This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين، محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Does the Quran promote anti-Semitism? Because see, nowadays, the minute you open your mouth, being critical of these Zionist thugs, you are immediately accused of being anti-Semite. And it used to be that if you are accused of being anti-Semitic, it would make the blood in your veins freeze, because that meant the end of your career, the end of everything. But it's being repeated so much that it has literally become comical. As they're carrying out a genocide, anytime a person objects, they want to cry, anti-Semite, anti-Semitism. And then to even bring an insult to injury, oh, the Quran also promotes anti-Semitism. We're not going to spend much time on this, but just so that we not only have a peace of mind, but as believers, we ought to be intellectually sharp, better aware of what is in our book. So when somebody comes and throws such accusations, you readily are able to answer and move on, because these things are nothing but distraction. And remember, in any form of a debate, and keep this in mind, this is about being part of a believers or people who are intellectually sharp. He who frames the argument wins the argument. The art and the challenge is not allowing them to frame the argument. Point number two, being on the defensive is always the weakest position, because your opponent gets to decide whether you have made sense to them or not, whether you have responded to them or not, and you only speak about what it is that they have accused you of. So you are constantly debating by constantly being on the defensive. Number three, an election is coming up. In elections, they teach you, the point of election is to constantly accuse your opponent so that your opponent never gets a chance to speak about what he stands for, but he is constantly busy defending themselves. So the weakest position is always being on the defensive. Now, sometimes you need to stand up, and yes, you'll be in the defense, but that cannot be a lifestyle. Does the Quran promote anti-Semitism? How does the Quran promote anti-Semitism? Seeing that the most mentioned personality by name in the Quran is Musa alayhi salam. Moses. Yes, that Moses, the Moses of the Torah, is the most mentioned personality by name in the Quran. I also want to say, we have about 40 students, I was told, who are visiting us, non-Muslim friends. We want to welcome them to our center. And I'm hoping that this becomes also a teaching moment. My brothers who are visiting us here today, we Muslims believe that the Quran is the literal word of God. In this book, the literal word of God, the most mentioned personality by name is Moses. Yes, the Moses of the Torah. The second most mentioned personality by name in our book is Abraham. The third most mentioned personality in our book is Noah. The most fourth mentioned personality by name in our book is Maryam, Mary, the mother of Jesus. In fact, more is said about Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the Quran than there is in all the four Gospels combined. The most repeated story in the Quran is the story of Moses. There is a place in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. And the messengers sent by Allah, Allah has indeed preferred some over others. If you look into the books of tafsir, books of exegesis, Muslims debate who is the best of the messengers. And now we think that, of course it's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look into the books of tafsir, Muslim theologians would be debating that the best of the messengers is Abraham. Other Muslim theologians would debate that the most important, the best of the messengers is Moses, who was sent to the Israelites. So don't come and talk to us about, you know, the Quran is a very anti-Semitic book. The Quran calls upon Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, in six places in the Quran. Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, in 12 different places in the Quran. In fact, Allah speaks so highly about some of the followers of Musa alayhi salam in ways that are absolutely mind-boggling. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تك في مرية من لقائه وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل وجعلنا منهم من بني إسرائيل وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون. ابن تيمية من هذه الآية إيش يقول؟ من هذه الآية عن بني إسرائيل يقول تنال الإمامة في الدين بالصبر واليقين. من وين تعلمت يا ابن تيمية؟ من بني إسرائيل. قرآن tells us we have indeed vouched the book on Moses peace be upon him because we Muslims believe that the Torah in its original form was a book inspired by Allah to Musa alayhi salam, and we have designated this book as a guidance to the Israelites. And then Allah speaks about these Israelites, and what does Allah say? وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّ, and we have designated some of them in the position of leadership. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, they would guide others through the guidance that they received from us. بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, because they patiently persevered and they had conviction, certainty in our signs. A very famous Muslim theologian by the name of Ibn Taymiyyah, based on this verse, he said, leadership in matters of religion is gained by patiently persevering and certainty in the cause. This is learned from the Israelites. So when people come and say the Quran promotes anti-Semitism, do not listen to this rubbish, because this rubbish is nothing but distraction. That is a very common tactic that was even used by Pharaoh when Musa alayhi salam came to confront him. Pharaoh is very arrogant, like the Zionist scumbags of today. He was very arrogant, and he thought he was politically astute, and he can, easily beat Musa alayhi salam in a public debate. So Musa alayhi salam speaks to him and he invites him. Allah is interested in guiding you, Fir'aun, Pharaoh. Then Fir'aun casually asks, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِ وَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى, and who is this Lord of yours, Moses, that you speak about? Thinking that Moses is going to give him a genealogy. قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. My Lord is the one who has given every creation its shape, its form, created it, ثُمَّ هَدَى, and inspired it and gave it guidance. Pharaoh is startled at this point because this is a God that he cannot compete with. So he immediately changed the subject. وَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى, what about previous decades? What about previous nations? Are you saying that these people were misguided? That is his way of evoking the locals, the public, that our forefathers were misguided. They are doomed. Musa alayhi salam is aware of this tactic. The point here is do not pay attention to the distraction. A lot of people are not paying to the distraction. A lot of people in college campuses are not paying attention to this distraction. Man, I love what is happening. Wallahi, may Allah bless these students, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bless their courage and make their efforts fruitful. Activism works, people. When people demonstrate, it works. It was activism that helped in the ending of slavery. It was activism that brought equality to women. It is activism that saved workers from being exploited. It is through activism that people stand up to dictators. It was through activism that people opposed racism. And who does it best? Youth, young people. You see, people are either too old or they too young. It is the youth with their energy. Say, youth is the time to challenge corruption. And this is what we see going on. But interestingly, subhanallah, there is something about dictators, especially about these Zionist scumbags. What do? They are so unbelievably full of themselves. I said this before. You know, you've got this complexity of, on one hand, you want to be the victim, constantly crying the Holocaust, constantly crying anti-Semitism. And on the other hand, you are so unbelievably cruel. What that does is that you become offended by every single thing, but you're also offended. Not only are you offended by every single thing, but you're also ashamed of nothing. Offended by everything and ashamed of nothing. A Christian can say, Christ is King. We don't believe that. We don't find it offensive. You can say that. Now they are saying that even a statement like this, they find it to be offensive. Essentially, anything can offend these people. Offended by everything, ashamed of nothing. Love the story. Sana Tabassum, student at USC, she's a valedictorian of the school. They chose her to give the commencement speech, or part of the speeches during the commencement. A Muslim girl is going to be giving the commencement speech. And what happens is that they find out that somehow in her social media she has a link to a website that has a link to another website that somehow is pro-Palestinian. So they said, oh, somebody's going to speak against us. Oh, let's make sure that, you know what, nobody gets to speak against us. So what do? Put pressure on the school. We don't want her to speak till the school cancels her speech. Throughout the history of USC, University of Southern California, the valedictorian has always been the one that gave the commencement speech on behalf of the students. That was canceled. Had they just shut their mouth, zipped it, not say anything, this girl would only be speaking to those who were listening in the commencement. But what do? What they did is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they will do. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who knowingly deny the truth, they will spend their money in order to prevent people from the path of Allah, hearing the truth. So Allah said, فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا. Indeed, they will spend it. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرًا. And then the money that they spent will be nothing but a source of regret for them. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. And then they will be defeated. So what happens? Instead of just letting the girl speak, nothing happens. Only those who were in presence would hear it. They said, no, we cannot allow this. So she was supposed to be speaking to about 60,000 people. They said, you cannot speak. And all of a sudden, she is being interviewed. And now she is heard by over 60 million people. All you needed to do was just shut the hell up. That's all you needed to do. Just shut up. But they wouldn't. They're too arrogant. And that's why they say, usually a narcissist is the architect of their own demise. A narcissist, leave them. They will bring upon their own ruin upon themselves. Just leave them be. So they, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. So now everybody is interviewing Sana Tabassum. Wallahi, I promise you, had they not done anything, we would not be talking about this sister right now. So now other colleges are hearing about this and they say, wait a minute. Why is the school doing this? So it starts. Princeton, Yale, Harvard, Stanford, UCLA, UC Riverside, UCI, all these big universities, students are saying, whoa, wait. What is going on? We are going to camp because we believe that our money should not be spent on this estate. And now that movement is a growing movement. May Allah bless these students, Ya Rabbal Alameen. That's beautiful. But it's also scary. It is scary. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, man yartadda minkum an deenihi, fasawfa ya'ti Allahu biqawmin, yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahum. أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم. It is getting sense that you believers, if you turn your backs to what the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say for you to do, Allah is going to replace you. You would be replaceable. We are replaceable. When you do not do your job, Allah says Allah will replace you. Allah will bring people who are not afraid, who love the truth, who are not afraid of speaking against tyranny. And this is what we see happening nowadays. It's a beautiful scene. Man, the people of Gaza have been suffering. It's been over 200 days of daily bombardment. Daily bombardment. I mean, think about it. 200 days, people being displaced. There is no running water. There is no electricity. They intentionally destroyed the healthcare system completely. This has been nothing but a war against children. These people are baby killers. Wallahi, they are the wretched of the earth. They're baby killers. So now what happens is, when people stand up, are you anti-Semite? What about Hamas? What about October 7th? You know that the massacre of Deir Yassin, 70 years ago, it was in the month of April. These massacres have been ongoing. It has nothing to do with Hamas. It has nothing to do with October 7th. They've been doing it for the longest time. May Allah destroy them. Each and every single one of them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ben-Gavir, the supposedly the minister of, security? He was in an accident today. Please pray for the injuries. Inshallah, it'd be his end, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But now what happens is that these people are not ashamed. They're not ashamed. I'll be interviewed. You know, they just found out that there was a massacre where 200 people, they found a mass grave. People were zip-tied with their hands behind their backs. They said, do you know who these people were? She said, oh, these were the terrorists. But their hands were zipped and they were tied. Amongst them were children. I'm telling you, we don't know what happened, but these were terrorists. Probably these kids, if they grew up, they would be themselves become terrorists. See, when you speak like this, you have absolutely let go of humanity. You have let go of your own humanity. Because remember, a dictator can never become a dictator until and unless they let go of part of their humanity. And this is what we see happening with these people. The point is, as happy as we are, but we want to be inspired by the courage of these young people. Because remember, the way that corruption spreads is for good people to say nothing and do nothing. That is when corruption spreads. Unfortunately, that is what we have been doing for a long time. And as I remind my brothers and myself, remember, we must not only think globally, but we also must think locally as well. Shelby County, was it 2 days ago, they have a bill that from now on, teachers, school administrations can carry a concealed weapon inside the school. How crazy is this? Really? I want to send my students, my children, to a school where the principal has a gun, the vice principal has a gun, every teacher has a gun. Is this really the kind of environment we want for our kids? Is this really where I want my kids to go? Is this really what's going to keep us safe? More guns? Who said that? That is not how you create a safe environment. But then again, these problems are not ours to curse. We've got to attempt to fix, man. What is going on is not good. There is violence in Gaza. There is also violence in Memphis. Our own city, is not a very safe city. And these are issues that we confront. And these are the type of issues that we want to take. See, sometimes we are guilty of group selfishness. We only want to speak about matters that concerns our group. That is not good. Our group is not just a community of believers. Our group is all of our brothers and sisters in faith, as well as our brothers and sisters in humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to do so, ya Rabbal Alameen. أقولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring ruins and destruction upon the people who are trying to bring ruin and destruction upon them, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us facilitators for peace and justice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us facilitators for peace and justice, not only for those who are like us, but also for those who are not like us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us facilitators for peace and justice, not only for the people who like us, but also for the people who may not like us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people who have been accepted in this month of Ramadan, ya Rabbal Alameen. Please, inshallah, before you leave, we do have a janazah prayer. Our sister has passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her soul, ya Rabbal Alameen, and bless the souls of all of our loved ones who have passed. After the janazah, if you plan to be part of the janazah, please stay seated. Please do not go to your cars. We want to have the brothers who need to leave first, inshallah. And then inshallah we'll have the janazah go. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. Allahumma faraj hammal mahmumin wa nafis karbal makrubin waqdi ad-dayna 'anil madinin. Allahumma arham mawtana washfi mardana wafuk asrana wa'afi mubtalana واختم بالباقيات الصالحات آجالنا. ربنا إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا واستقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحية. شهد أن لا إله إلا الله. شهد أن محمدا رسول الله. اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم بارك على محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. We have two announcements inshallah. The weekend of May 10th to 12th, we will have two events in our masjid inshallah. So we will have our second annual Dawah conference, where we will have like more than 8 different speakers locally and from other states. They will come and talk about Dawah and so on, everything you need to know about Dawah inshallah. This is going to be the second time. Also, Ustada Yasin Mujahid from the Maghrib Institute, she will be coming and having a conference as well on May 10th from 6 to 10. And the registration now is 15 because it's early registration, and then it will be for $20 later on. So make sure to mark your calendar to be here on that weekend, inshallah. Thank you so much.
So inshallah, a quick reminder of how Salat al-Janazah is performed. Remember, praying the funeral prayer is an obligation upon the community when one of our members leaves this world. Salat al-Janazah, 4 takbirat. It is 4 takbiras, saying of Allahu Akbar, raising our hands every time. The first takbira, we recite Surah al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Second takbira, we recite the Salah al-Ibrahimiyyah. Durud Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Third takbira, we make dua for the deceased. If you know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you may say that one. If you do not know it, you may pray in any language that you are most comfortable with. And then there is a fourth takbira, we pray for ourselves, and then there is the taslim. Our condolences to the family. Her son is here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her soul, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them lots and lots of patience, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah. Stow wa staqeem wa atadilu. Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallah wa hamdika inshaAllah. Astaghfirullah wa atadilu. Bismillah wa rahmatullahi. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Aliki yawm. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in wa ihdinas sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa la dhalin. الله أكبر. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على محمد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد. الله أكبر. اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وأكرم نزلها ووسع مدخلها واغسلها بالماء والثلج ونقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما يثاب الابيض من الدنس. اللهم نقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما يثاب. اللهم اغسلها بالماء والثلج والبر. اللهم جازها بالحسنات حسنا وبالسيئات. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا وشاهدنا وغائبنا. اللهم من احييته منا فاحيه على الايمان ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الاسلام. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرها ولا تفتنا بعدها واغفر لنا واغفر لها. اللهم أكرم نزلها. اللهم أكرم نزلها ووسع مدخلها واغسلها بالماء والثلج. الله أكبر. اللهم توفنا وأنت راضٍ عنا. اللهم توفنا وأنت راضٍ عنا. اللهم توفنا وأنت راضٍ عنا. اللهم ارحمنا إذا ما صبرنا إلا ما صبر. اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة وبعد الموت جنة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Once again, inshallah, our condolences to the family members who are here with us. If you plan to be part of the janazah, please do stay and let the brothers who need to leave, inshallah, leave first. And then, inshallah, we can carry on with the funeral procession. Jazakumullah. Inshallah, once we are out, for those who are going to the cemetery, please make sure that you turn on your blinkers so that we know how who is following us.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I'm sorry if you can just pay attention for 5 seconds. If you have a van, Toyota Sienna, golden, like a brown color, if you own this car or if you know anybody with this brown golden van, Toyota Sienna, the license plate is 911 SFM. It's blocking multiple cars. So if you parked and you have a van that's a brown color, please make sure to move it as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you.